I'm ready. I've been practicing. Can't really quit my job at Dairy Queen right now. America, here I come.
Someday I'm going to be famous. Do I have talent? Well, no. These days you don't really need it. Thanks to reality shows. Can't wait to date a supermodel. Can't wait to sue my dad. Can't wait to wreck a Ferrari. On my way to rehab. It's when you're a celebrity. It's adios reality. You can act just like a fool. People think you're cool just cause you're on TV.
Welcome back. I on the Outdoors. Ray Eye Radio. Came back a little celebrity. That goes out to all those outdoor TV hosts out there, baby. Not all of them, but that's a little celebrity. Vogler Vogler, what a morning, huh?
What a beautiful morning.
I'm here with the Peanut, and boy, we're having a great time. I appreciate you all scooting in close to that campfire. We've got a special guest on. Got a great product. Worked with this guy back in the day with Hunter Specialties, and we did some hunts together, some media hunts and stuff, and he's got a cool product. And we got a little intro for my guest. Let's play that intro. Let's go ahead and hit that up. If you don't know by now, this was a Texas boy, huh? God bless. Hey, Thomas, welcome to the show, brother.
Morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good, my friend. You doing good?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Having a little fall weather in Texas.
You have fall in Texas? I didn't realize that.
We got in the 60s for a couple of days, and now it's gone, and we'll be pushing 90 today.
Okay. I hear your voice, and I can't help but smile, but think about the old days at the schoolhouse and the media hunt and the Texas hunts we did. What a great time.
Oh, it was great. I miss it. Yes, sir. It was fun.
You got a cool product you sent me. Vogler Vogler's in love with this thing. He's just he's slobbering on it. It's sad to watch him this morning. I'm probably not going to see. I'm not going to get a chance to field test this myself. It looks like to me it's going into Vogler's truck. It's called the.
We'll have to get you another one.
Okay, that'll work. It's called a BinoDoc. I'm not an outdoor communicator, am I? No, just free stuff. BinoDoc. Why don't you tell our listeners what is BinoDoc?
Ray, it's funny. It's one of these products that you know, like pocket on a shirt. It's about that handy. It's one that you look at and go, I wish I'd have thought of this. It takes a cup holder and makes it into a lot more. You know, any vehicle you've got, tractor, boat, ATV, of course, obviously your truck, where you would need a pair of binoculars, whether you're a hunter, you know, any kind of outdoorsman, bird watcher, whatever, cattleman, where you've got it looking at your cows, whatever, you can put your binoculars in it, and it keeps them safe and keeps them from falling off the dash or falling out of your ATV and running over them or something like that.
Yeah.
And in reach and very handy.
Yeah, it holds them. It's a cup holder. It goes into the cup holder in your vehicle, and then the binoculars set.
Correct.
It's pretty cool. It's real cool.
It has that little center strap over it. He had to design this with you in mind.
Oh, shut up, Vogler Vogler.
Well, the base is made out of a heavy aluminum.
Okay.
And if you get one in your hands, you can tell it's pretty heavy. So when you sit it in a cup holder, it's pretty secure. It comes with three rubber bands that are about a half inch wide.
Okay.
If it's a little loose in that holder, you can add a rubber band to it as a spacer.
Okay.
That will make it fit a lot snug, you know, a little bit tighter. The strap will actually work all the way up to 15 by 56 binoculars. We've tried it.
Wow.
So it'll stretch all the way over it and hold them in place. And it is makes it handy just to reach and grab your binoculars, not be looking for them, and not have them, you know, flopping around your neck.
Yeah, that's good. And I can just imagine out west, the big western states where I did antelope and we hunted in the mountains and then in the prairies and open places. Man, how convenient is that for those guys, those guides, the way they run around in those trucks, those vehicles?
Oh, exactly. We've got dealers popping up all over the United States, but Montana jumped all over it really quick. So, yeah, it's if you're, you know, using glasses in any respect for a long time, then, you know, this thing's very handy. The head on it is adjustable. It has four set screws, two on each side, to where if there's a windshield like in an ATV that would encroach on it, you can slide it back or to the side and move it so it doesn't bump against the windshield, or encroach on another cup holder that might be in your vehicle. You can move it and move it out of the way and still utilize your other cup holder.
Very cool. It's called BinoDock. Can you just describe it? You did the bottom. What's the top look like? It's just shaped like binoculars, right? Look at it there, Vogel.
Looking at it, it's like,
right,
a,
shaped like
a rectangle.
Yeah. Okay.
It, I mean, if you look at your objective on a binocular, that's kind of how it's set, to where those will sit in there, and it, you bend in your binoculars just a little bit, and it will sit right in it. The head also can be removed, and there's holes in the bottom and on the side that you can permanently put that in a blind, you know, shooting house, whatever you want to call it.
Okay, okay.
Where you can put it on the wall or put it on a shelf or something like that where it'll stay.
Who makes this? It's BinoDock. Is there a company?
BinoDock. That's the name. You can go to the website and look and find a dealer near you, BinoDock.com.
Okay, BinoDock.com.
This is the same company that that came out with Bog Pod shooting sticks.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So, and there's more stuff coming. They've got some accessories that will be along for, you know, down the road here. One will be a dust cover that will go on your rubber strap that holds the binoculars in. It'll come over the eyepieces on it to keep dust and
dust
stuff
off
out
of it. Okay. Did I see? I thought I saw something where some French fries was in a holder of this thing. Is that a different product or?
Yes, sir. They've got one called a Buddy Dock that is designed more for the everyday use.
Okay.
You put your cell phone. They just said a drink and a
French fries. What did what I saw?
It.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, sunglasses, Ray, like in your, you know, case, like your lipstick case would go there.
Right, 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 right.
You know.
I love you, too.
So, no, both of them are really handy. I got one in my wife's car, and she loves it. She uses it, puts everything in it. So it just makes everything in reach, and you don't have to be fumbling for it.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
Well, give us that neat little product.
Give us that website again so they can look at this thing.
BinoDock.com, BinoDock.com.
That's all. If you just join us, we're visiting with Thomas Neuberger. He has a great product, BinoDock. We've got one here. Vogelbogger's stealing it. And great idea, great concept. And you need just go to the website out there, guys and girls, and take a look at this thing. And you're right. It's one of these things like, why didn't I think of this?
Exactly. Yep.
All right, brother. Appreciate it. Appreciate the input. We'll get you back on a later date when you get some new stuff. And let's talk about that, too, okay?
All right. I really appreciate it. You guys have a great weekend.
Hey, do you know you're my brother?
I am.
Thanks, Thomas. Have a great weekend, buddy. Love you, buddy. See
you.
Thomas Neuberger. What, Vogler?
This thing is awesome.
Oh, it's incredible. It's a great product. My brother Marty's going to go nuts over this thing. He's always looking for his binoculars in that Jeep down there when he's scouting.
Well, we appreciate each and every one of you. Be careful out there in the woods and on the waters. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week right here on Eye on the Outdoors.
Thanks for joining us for Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye on the Outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, RTPOutdoors.com.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Defend her still today, but there ain't no doubt.